thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. I want to thank you, Lord, for one more day. Praise God. Come on and give him some praise. He's worthy. There's nothing like praising God. Hallelujah. Don't care nothing about the snow. As long as you ride along and praise God, you're going to make it. Hallelujah, because you are lifting up his name. Praise his holy name. You may be seated. Open your Bibles quickly to the book of Job. We're going to Job again, Sister Metcalf. Praise God. Job chapter 38. Job chapter 38, verse 1. It says, then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me. Where was thou when I laid the foundation of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. Who has laid the measure thereof, if thou knowest? Or who has stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Or who shut up the sea with doors when it broke forth as if it had issued out of the womb? When I made the cloud the garment thereof, and thick darkness and swaddling band for it, and break up for it my decree place, and set bars and doors, and said, hitherto shalt thou come, but no further. What a mighty God. And here shall thy proud waves be stayed. Has thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the day spring to know his place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? It is turned as day to the seal, and they sound as a garment. And from the wicked their light is withholden, and the high arm shall be broken. Has thou entered into the springs of the sea, or has thou walked in search of the depth? Come on and give God some praise. I want to talk a little bit about the order of God. Glory to God. Job in all his trouble. We know about Job when God put trial up on Job and circumstances, situation, and Job didn't know this was going on. He thought God had done forgot him, and he's carrying on and carrying on and carrying on. And after a while, Job lose confidence in God, and he started complaining and all of this. So God just got sick and tired of it, and he set Job down. Sometimes God just gets sick and tired of your complaining. He gets sick and tired of your ways, and sometimes God had to sit you down to get your attention so that you can be blessed by the blessings that he already put in place, so that you can receive them, because if we are so caught up in our stuff, we will never receive the blessing. Neither will we see God. Neither will we know that he is still the provider, and there is none like him. There is none before him. There shall be none after him. God has gone all the way with his people. God is going all the way with his people. God is providing everything along the way for his people. So all we got to do is hold on to his unchanging hand. The Bible says, then the Lord... The Lord here represents Jehovah, God. It says, then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, who is this that darkened counsel by words without knowledge? In other words, God responded unto Job. He didn't react. He responded unto Job. This whole thing is Jehovah versus Job. And it's still going on today. It's still Jehovah versus man. He asked Job, he said, who is this that thou can counsel by words of knowledge? In other words, who is this that talking about my designs in his empty-headed words? God said, who is this question that I laid the foundation of the earth? Don't you know God created this earth in space? Glory to God. He didn't dip down and get no dust. He said he just created the earth in space, and there was no foundation. Why? Because Jesus Christ was the foundation. He was that cornerstone, glory to God. And when God spoke and said, let there be light, light came out of the darkness. The stars became stars, and the constellation became the constellation. Why? Because he's God, and only God can do that. When you let go and let God, when you don't question God, God has already got order in line for you and I. He got all things lined up for you and I. All we got to do is let go and let God take his order in our lives. Hallelujah. Who is this empty-headed man talking about my design? He asked Job, where were you when I laid the foundation, Job? Where were you when I formed the seeds? Where were we when we didn't know God? Don't you know he's telling Job, you was already in me. You was already there, Job, but you just didn't know it. Because it wasn't an order for you yet. But it was the order for me to create these things, Job, first. So I'm just sitting you down, Job, to find out where were you at when I created all of these things. Did you have any counsel with me? When we get into our situation and circumstance, do we have any counsel with God before we get in? My God. It's Jehovah versus God. Job. God spoke to Job out of the whirlwind. Whirlwind here represents storm. Literally a storm. So it's God's storm versus Job's storm. It's Jehovah versus Job. It's Jehovah versus man. It's not Job versus Jehovah. Why? Because Job is imperfect. It's not man versus Jehovah. Why? Because we are imperfect. But it's Jehovah, the perfect one, versus our imperfection. See, God got to come into our storm. That's why he spoke to Job out of his storm, so that he can enter into Job's storm, which he was already there. Glory to God. God went all the way with Job, all the way to vindication. Don't you know God has got it laid in order for you, and he's going all the way. And when you hold on to his unchanging hand, when you endure this as a good soldier, glory to God, don't you know God has already got the vindication waiting on you? Glory to God. We should keep our minds stayed up on the end. Hallelujah. Put the blinders on. Don't look to the right or to the left, but keep your mind on the word of God, because God done already vindicated us. Glory to God. He done already laid the victory down. All we got to do is look for the victory. Yeah. People get caught up. We get caught up in our things, our ways. First thing we do is react. There's a difference between responding and reacting. First thing we do is react. Why? Because we're human. I don't know about you. When I get in trouble, the first thing I do is react. I don't cry. I don't remember Jehovah. I react to my circumstances, to my situation. And why do I react? Because it play up on my feelings and my emotions. It play up on my eyesight, my hearing, glory to God. And that's all I see it, and I don't like it. But you got to remember this one thing. Although you're in that storm, God is also in the storm, glory to God, with you. God can speak to you out of your own storm. God made a way of an escape for us all in the storm. All we got to do is keep our mind stayed up on him, and God will vindicate us in the storm. All we got to do is endure till the end, and the same shall be saved. You don't know the way of an escape, glory to God, but if you keep your mind stayed on the end, stayed on the vindication, stayed on the promise, stayed on the victory, glory to God, God will walk you through your storm, and you will come out vindicated, you will come out blessed, you will come out having what you have need of in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God and God alone. He's infinite. Created, controlling power of Jehovah versus little old you and me. That's why Paul said his but light afflictions. See, a lot of people got afraid of the snow, and it's dangerous. It's slippery and it's sliding. But sometimes you just got to overstep that boundary and trust God. You just got to flat out trust God. Sometimes God will put you in that position to flat out trust him, like he put Job in that position. See, Job was started complaining, and all his friends come around him talking and all of this stuff commenting on what the word, they used the word of God. People will beat you down with the word. They use the word of God to explain Job's position. After a while, Job got tired of it, and he started complaining. Maybe God done left me. Maybe he done let me down. How long is this going to be? He questioned God. How long is this going to be? Where are you, God? And his friends was counseling Job. They wasn't nothing but some commentators. See, God ain't looking for no commentators. He's looking for some orators to speak, thus said the Lord. And when you speak, thus said the Lord, it shall come to pass in your life. But Job started complaining, so God sent him down. And God spoke exclusively to Job. You notice his friends wasn't there. He spoke exclusively to Job. What God's got for you is exclusively yours. Hallelujah. This ain't no tea party. This ain't no session, glory to God, no group session. It's between you and God. And when God speak to you, it's for you. Because, see, can't nobody else go through your trial but you, glory to God. Because you're the one, and God has got it lined up that you're going to receive the blessing for the trial that you are going through. But sometimes we get caught up, and we get our emotions in play, and we get our actions in play, and we react to everything that's negative, glory to God, instead of turning and responding to God. Say, God, I read in your word where you say you'll never leave me nor forsake me. God, I read in your word that you will heal me. God, I read in your word that you are still a strong deliverer. God, I read in your word where it said you are full of joy and peace, and you give unto your people all things according to your riches and glory. So God, I'm going to respond to your word. I'm going to hold on to that and change the hand, because that word is going to change me. I don't know when, glory to God, but I know the end there, huh? And the end is that you're going to vindicate us. The end is that you're going to bless us. The end is that you're going to deliver us. The end is that you're going to heal us. The end is that you're going to strengthen us. The end that you're going to keep us all the way so that we can be vindicated. Hallelujah. Glory. Jehovah versus man. Still going on today. He sit Job down, and he just used a few things. He just used some of the creation. He said, Job, where was thou when I laid the foundation of the earth? God just created this earth in space. My God. What that mean? If he did that, you and I was already there present too. We didn't have no counsel with it, glory to God, because it was not yet our time to respond to God. But God already knew that we was going to react most of the time. But God already had the plan laid out. He already had it in the order of his will, glory to God. He already had it ready for us to be blessed. All we got to do is endure until the end. Job was not there, but he was in God. You and I was in God along with Job, glory to God. All of creation was in Job, in God. God. Glory to God. All of humanity was in God. It was there when he created the heavens and the earth. It was there when he created the constellation. It was there when he created the moon and the star. It was there when God laid the foundation of the earth. It was there when he spoke and the trees came up and bare leaves and fruit. Glory to God. We were there. Glory to God. We didn't have any counsel to do with it. But God said, in the end, glory to God, you're going to be vindicated. In the end, you're going to receive. In the end, you're going to have. When you go through your trials, I'm in your trial. When you go through your trial, I'm right there with you. I got the blessings in me, and I abide in you, and you abide in me. So if you ask anything in my name that's abiding on the inside of you, it shall surely come to pass. When you doubt not in your heart, God said it'll come to pass. It'll manifest itself, and then in the natural you can see it, and then in the natural you can feel it, and then in the natural you can become spiritually, emotionally. Hallelujah. Come on. He said, who has laid the measure? God, did you measure the sea? You know how large they are? Do we know our next problem, how large it's going to be? Because we always put a size on it. My problem is bigger than yours. My circumstance is bigger than yours. Let me tell you something. Every circumstance, every situation, every trial that we go through, whether we created ourselves or not, whether God laid a trial up on us, it comes under the heading of trouble. So yours ain't no bigger than mine. It's trouble. And God done already told us that we are trouble on every side. But he told us don't be distressed. We're not to be distressed in this stuff. We supposed to sing like the stars sing, glory to God. And the sons of God clapped their hand. That means the angels were rejoicing. But here we down here all sad. Job all sad. He all beat up. He got boils on him. He got sores on him. They ain't yet healed all the way. Job done come to the place where he's about to give up. But then when he's about to give up, God stepped in, glory to God. God steps in when you're about to give up. Why? Because God said, I'll never leave you, nor forsake you. I'll be with you till the end. That means he's going to step into your storm. He's going to step into your situation, and God is going to vindicate you. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. He says, who shut up, verse 8, he says, who shut up the sea with doors, and it break forth as if it issued out of the womb? God put a limit on the sea. He put a limit on the waves. Now you can go on wave this much, God said, but that's the limit. He put a limit on the sea, put some doors there. You can't come out of this situation that you're in. He asked Job, where were you at when you went to where were you at in the depths of the earth? Do you know the depths of the earth? Do you know what's down there, Job? Did you dig the hole for the ocean or the rivers? Do you know what lies in the center of the earth? Man don't know that. He's always seeking what's in the center of the earth instead of seeking the one who created the earth. You got to look to Jesus because he is the author and the finisher of everything. He created all this stuff and he's going to end it all. I like it because we were already blessed before we were born. Hallelujah. I love God. I said I was already blessed before I was born. I didn't know I was going to reach 76, but God already knew I was going to reach it. Glory to God. Even before I was born, God already knew that I was going to preach his word. Before I was born, God already knew about you. Glory to God. Before you cried your first cry, God already knew you was going to cry. Before you opened your eyes, God already knew you was going to open your eyes. Before you knew your mother and your father, God already knew your mother and your father. God is not a God that he should lie. The Bible says he's not the son of man that he should repent. Yea, he has spoken all of this order for you and I, and it's in order for our life to be vindicated. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. He said about the waves, and break up for the verse 9, it says, when I made the cloud, the garment thereof, and thick darkness, swaddling band for it. When I created, I like to call, see, where there was nothing, God just stepped out. He stepped out of darkness, and there was light. He didn't even have to say light. Why? Because he's light. He just stepped out and decided that it's time to separate this thing. See, darkness don't have no communication with light. Because when light is around, darkness flee. And the only way darkness can come in is when light just take a holiday. When light goes out, then darkness come in. See, the darkness can't come in until the light leaves. And see, darkness can't come into your life because God ain't leaving. The light is still there. That's why it calls us the light of the world. Darkness can't come in. People think people can just overtake you, just talk about you and all. Let them talk. I tell you like I told you before, let the dogs bark. They can't bite you. The light is not going to leave you. The light will always abide. But you got to know it. You won't know it in complaining. See, Job started complaining. God talked directly to Job. Elihu summed up the whole thing. He said, God is greater than man. God is still greater than man. So our little old bit of circumstances that we're going through, Jesus went through it all. Every circumstance that you're going through, and I'm going through, Jesus already been through all of them at one time. Glory to God. Ours may come today and tomorrow or the next minute or the next hour, but Jesus in his time that he spent up on this earth, he went through it in those 3 years just for you and I. He died on Calvary. He shed his precious blood. He hung his head and he died and he said, it is over. Hallelujah. That means we are free to receive the blessing of God. But you got to know it. We know the word of God, but sometimes we omit it. We try to take our words, our feelings, and our thought versus God's victory and God's glory. No, you can't put imperfection up against perfection. You got to let perfection have its order in your life. Come on and give God some praise. Verse 12. I'm getting ready to close. Now we go to 10. It says, and break up for it my decreed place and set bars and doors. I like that because, see, God put fixed limits on the ocean. God done put fixed limits on your enemy. He can only do what you let him do. Let me say that again. I say he can only do what you let him do. Job can only do what he reasoned in his own faculty of his mind. He let happen to him. He let his friends discourage him. He let his friend cause him to come over and start complaining. Glory to God. All he had to do was remember, glory to God, that he was uprightly before God. And because he was uprightly, they was blessed, glory to God. Everybody in Abraham's house, doesn't matter if they was a slave, they was blessed. They had the inheritance. Why? Because God gave it to Abraham and everything around Abraham was blessed. Everything around Job was blessed. Everything around you is blessed, glory to God. That's why people are blessed on your job. They're blessed in your household. They're blessed in your neighborhood. They're blessed in your community. Why? Because God, the light that's in you, is in that neighborhood. Hallelujah. Come on and give me some praise. He said, how hast thou commanded the morning since the days? And cause the day spring to know his place. Can we predict tomorrow? Some people try, and they proclaim they can. Some of those fortune tellers proclaim they can do that. But a fortune teller will mess your life up. Job was complaining all his ways. He reacted instead of responding to the word of God. See, when you react, there are pitfalls in man's reaction. And he always falls in the ditch from time to time. But if he responds to the word of God, he'll never fall. He'll never falter. You're going to have the trials. All Job had to do, Job was go through. All he had to do was rebuke his friends. They gave him the word. It was a true word. But they was beating him up. They was reacting like Job was. But then God stepped in. See, when God stepped in, that's the difference. When God stepped in, can't no evil befall thee. When God steps in, the enemy got to be scattered. When God steps in into your situation where you are sick, then healing's got to come. Why? Because if you got faith in God, God is still the healer. He's the master of the deep. He's the master of the light. He's the master. That's what he's telling Job. He's the master of the darkness. He's the master of the constellation. He's the master of the sea. He's the master of the deep. He's the master of all things. Glory to God. All we got to do is hold on to God's unchanging hand and let the master have his way in our life. He's the creator and the protector of the animals. If he created the animals, if he fed the birds, what makes you think God can't feed you? Glory to God. He gave the bird just what they had need of. The birds didn't complain. All you got to do is let God have his way in your life. God know all about your trouble before they reach you. Glory to God. God already know how he's going to bless you. He already know how he's going to deliver you. He already know he's going to put clothes on your back, food on your table, and shoes on your feet. Glory to God. All you got to do is trust God and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. Acknowledge this word, and God will surely bring it to pass. Hallelujah. Come on and give us a break. God can feed you. I like when God feeds. He feeds man spiritually, physically, and financially. He gave the birds a few seeds. They didn't need nothing spiritual. But look what he do to man. Look what he do to the one that talked about his design with his empty-headed words. The birds don't do nothing but rejoice and praise him and lift him up. That table is so big. It spread is so wide. See, a bird, it don't make no difference if he go to the next state. He still got some food. It don't make no difference what circumstance or situation you're in. God is still in it. God is still with you as long as you'll confide in him. Come on and give him some praise. Closing with this verse 16. He says, "Has thou entered into the springs of the sea? Or has thou walked in search of the depth?" God allowed these afflictions to come on Job so that he may see God. Sometimes God put the trials on you and I so that we can see God, so that we can be vindicated. If you do something wrong, intentionally, unintentionally, the Bible said repent. As soon as you repent, as soon as you are vindicated. Soon as you tell God you're sorry, soon as you are vindicated. And when you are vindicated, your strength gets stronger. Your faith gets stronger. Why? Because you see God and you know God. I'm not talking about seeing with your eye, but you seeing with your heart, glory to God, and with your spirit. You bear witness with his spirit. So you see God, and you see that God is still the one who blesses. See that God is still the one that lifts you up. See that God is still the one that delivers you out of all of your problems so that you can be vindicated and praise him in the earth with joy and thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Come on and give us some praise. God led Job all the way to vindication. Hallelujah. He had a great blessing at the end, Pastor. Greater than what he had in the beginning. You don't know what God got in store for you. Hallelujah. The Bible says be satisfied with such things as you have. Because God got things that are greater and that are more for you. But you got to please God now. So that later on down the road, glory to God, you will still be pleasing in his eyesight. And let me tell you something about God. God will never hold back his blessing from his people. He will always bless you. He'll always come to your rescue. I can't understand it sometimes. Why do we complain? Why do we get caught up? But then again, I do understand it. Because we are human and we are imperfect. So we act accordingly. That's the first thing we do. We react to our human nature instead of responding to the word of God. Come on and give him some praise. Everybody stand. I ask everyone to come down front.